The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Donald Trump Jr. Is in some hot water, I guess. He met with a Kremlin-connected lawyer. Apparently, the Kremlin-connected lawyer promised him dirt on Hillary Clinton, and he took that bait and went to meet with her. He just didn't see fit to tell anybody about it. In fact, he denied ever having met with anybody.
Oh, yeah. Until recently. Entire campaign denied that anybody related to them had ever met with anyone from Russia. In fact, they didn't
Russia,
even know Russia
we didn't
country.
Even know that was a country. No. Yeah. Is that,
was that a
Russia?
Planet? Where, I've never been there. What, how long would it take? 6 months? I don't understand. That's been basically their stance. And look, part of that is, you know, I think what the general tone of everything is, they didn't do anything to help Russia screw with our election. Why they can't tell the truth and just say, look, yeah, we had some meetings. Here's the, I mean, Flynn lied about it. Manafort lied about it. Who else? Now Donald Trump Jr. We know those for sure because they've all admitted it now that they had those meetings. There's another one too, another high-ranking official that I'm missing. Oh, Kushner. Kushner has also said that he agreed. Now that doesn't mean that anything bad happened.
No.
It looks really bad for Donald Trump Jr. here though because he specifically said he didn't meet with anyone. Then when he got called out and said, "Didn't you meet with this lawyer, this Russian lawyer, who by the way is very closely connected to the Kremlin?" In fact, one of the public international advocates for policies. The Kremlin tells her what to do. She goes and advocates for policies. Like, that's kind of her gig. So, you know, hey, did you meet with this lawyer? Oh, no. First of all, it was no. Then it was, it was basically about adoption. I mean, you know, what's the harm in that? And then they released a story of, didn't you go there initially to get dirt on Hillary Clinton? And then it turned into adoption. It's like, can't we just, there is such an allergy to accurate information out of this White House.
They lie about everything.
Just start with the truth.
Yeah, they lie. Start,
how about, number one, did you ever meet with this lawyer? I thought I was going to get some good stuff about the election, and it wound up being basically nothing. It was just she wanted to talk about adoption.
Why is that such a difficult thing?
Why would that be? I don't understand. If you started there, there wouldn't be the buildup. Uh-huh. Instead, it's just this constant churn. And, you know, like the people on the left who say there is collusion, the people on the left who say there is something going on here, as they're finding out now, the day Donald Trump Jr. met with this Russian lawyer was the first time that Donald Trump ever tweeted about the 33,000 emails. The first time. That day.
Wow.
Now, I don't know. Is the left making that up? I don't know. I haven't gone back and myself and seen the Twitter feed, but this is where they're going. And it's like, well, let's just take it for a second, maybe, you know, because I certainly wouldn't put it past them to just be lying about it. However, take it for just a second and let's just say this is true. There's this constant drip of information, and it's largely because they are so, I don't know, protective of, I don't know what they're doing it for. But either they really did do something wrong here and they're trying to protect themselves, or they're just awful at this because they constantly, they're dragging this story out six times as long as it should have been. If you just tell the truth, then there's nothing else to discover. Mm-hmm. But they can't physically bring themselves to tell the truth once.
It does seem that way. It really does seem like they just refused. And I don't, you know, so... When all of this stuff comes out, even if they're not hiding anything, it looks like they are. It looks like they're trying to cover up this meeting that they had with the Russians. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Hey. It's like as if they have an allergy to peanut butter. And, you know, we're just like, oh, just have one teaspoon of peanut butter. Tell the truth once. Have one teaspoon. Well, they can't. They'll die. So they can't tell the truth once.
It feels that way.
It's incredible. Did you see do we have the Kellyanne Conway thing, by the way? We didn't play it on the other show, and I don't know if I want to play the thing for it. But she basically, they had her on, Chris Cuomo had her on this morning, and it was George Stephanopoulos. Again, George Stephanopoulos, we know, is not a friend of Republicans, but plays the clip of Kellyanne Conway saying no one from the administration had ever met with the Russians. I just talked to the president last night about this. There was never any contact, period. Like, it was that strong a denial. Now we have four officials.
So now what she's saying?
Four of them. Oh, well, I think my understanding is those were not disclosed at that time. And, you know, this meeting was not a big deal. And, you know, sometimes these things happen. It's like you can't trust any word that comes out of this administration from at least half of the people in there.
You know, and here's what bugs me about that. The New York Times is making a huge deal out of it. They're putting together supposedly this comprehensive list of all of the Trump lies and what a pathological liar he is. And somebody brought up to them, well, you didn't do that with Obama.
Yeah.
Well, we're not convinced. When did he ever lie? That's Are you problem. Freaking kidding me?
That's the problem.
So the New York Times is doing this comprehensive list of all the Trump lies, and there are many. And I fully and freely, completely admit that, and we've said it the whole time. From the time he announced, he's done nothing but lie, really. But so did Barack Obama. I mean, he lied about everything, just like this guy is doing. And they act like, well, I never heard him tell a falsehood ever.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
And this is why, you know, you can't take him seriously.
One after another.
You can't take him seriously.
You can't.
I mean, there's a Washington Post story. And again, I'm not sure if it's in here, but it's the Washington Post story in which they say they tried to blame the crazy Bernie Sanders guy who shot the Republican congressman.
Oh, my gosh. They on tried, a right-wing talk show host?
On a right-wing talk show host that lives in the town. That
the
they
Washington
have no,
Post actually did that.
That they have no evidence that the shooter ever actually listened to the show. So their case essentially is this left-wing nut job shot a bunch of Republicans. Hey, maybe it was caused by a person who likes Trump that lives near the guy that we have no evidence that he ever listened to them. Like, that's insanity.
Doesn't
Why would you write that story?
It makes no sense at all.
And in the story, they don't seem to really point out that, by the way, this is a Sanders guy who shot up Republicans. It's more like the shooter in Washington lives in a town nearby this talk show host. Like, well, this is why nobody believes anything that comes out of these organizations. And this is what's hard, being a group of people that do shows every day and are trying to basically say, yes, they lie a lot. Yes, they're biased a lot. However, there's also a lot of things they say that actually are true. And it's up to us to go through them and try to make, you know, those decisions and determinations on as to what is of value. And a lot of times people, we get beat up from both sides. Sometimes it's, oh, how can you? You're killing all these organizations. You're killing the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN. And what's wrong with you guys? Come on. And then on the other side, well, you can't believe anything that comes out of the Washington Post and the New York Times. It's like, we got that about the Donald Trump Jr. story. You guys can't believe it. It's fake news. He admitted it. He is the source. Donald Trump Jr. said he was in the meeting. He is the one who said he confirmed their reporting. That's not fake news. I mean, unless he's lying, but he is confirming their story. I mean, you can't get more locked down than that other than being in the room.
Yeah.
And it's still, well, it came from the New York Times or Washington Post. It's fake news. Well, some of it is. I mean, it's hard not to argue on the freaking talk show host story. I can't argue with you, but you got to make determinations and look at these things on a case-by-case basis, just like every Trump policy, just like every Democrat policy. Every single thing that comes out should be determined. You should look at them in the context of how they are done and try to make a determination as to whether they're good or bad then, not just prejudging them. It's so hard to get that across. You know, and luckily we have people here that come to the Blaze, I think, for that. But, you know, the American people as a whole, it's like there's not even a thought. The Roger Stone thing I mentioned on the radio show today, Get Me Roger Stone. Did you see this, Jeffy? It's an entertainment project, as I assume you did. Oh, it has news value, so you probably avoided it. But it's on Netflix currently. It's like their big, one of their big, it's an original from Netflix. And basically, Roger Stone, this, you know, first of all, he worked with Nixon. He's got a Nixon tattoo on his back, which they keep showing over and over again. But he was a big Nixon guy, the dirty trickster, but has worked with Trump since the late 80s. He was the first guy to tell Trump to run for president, like in like 87 or 88. So he's been in this world for a long time. And his philosophy is basically do anything outside of breaking the law to win. That's what he is saying he does. Now, many people will say maybe the law has been broken before. There are some who have argued that. They were even saying that he may have been the source initially of the Dan Rather forged documents. Remember this from back in the Bush thing? So remember, a left-wing person brought it to Rather, but they believe a Stone may have brought it to the left-wing person as a way of intentionally getting him to report misinformation that they knew they could prove was false. This is the sort of stuff that you've, you know, that this guy's at least known for, whether he doesn't admit that one, though. But you kind of watch this, and what he says is the people who are unsophisticated in America don't make any differentiation between politics and entertainment. To them, you know, it's The Bachelor or Trump versus Clinton. It's all the same to them. It's a team. You have someone you root for. American Idol. Is it Kelly Clarkson or Clay Aiken? Yeah, right? Wasn't it Clay Aiken in that one? No, Justin Guarini. How the hell did I pull that name out? Justin Guarini, that was who... Clay Aiken was another season. Clay Aiken was the Ruben Studdard year, and he won. Point being, though, you have... How am I getting on? I watched that show.
And went on to huge stardom. But all Ruben Studdard. How many Ruben Studdard albums do you have now
14.
In your collection? 14. All 14 of them? That's good.
Oh, no, he's got 18.
Oh, he does have 18?
Yeah, I'm waiting for... I just signed up for the Columbia Music House, and they're going to send them the last four if I order...
Buy 12 for a Ruben penny. Studdard albums for a penny. Get the 13th for $84.99.
Yeah, he actually bought Columbia Music House or whatever
That's
it was.
That's great.
Point being, though, like you look and you're like, I want Kelly Clarkson. I want Justin Guarini. That's my guy on The Bachelor. Is it the crazy blonde or is the other the pretty brunette? Which one do you want? I've got my team. Is it Hillary Clinton or is it Donald Trump? Which one's mine? And these other things mean nothing. You just immediately launch into defense of your guy or attacking the other side. And, you know, you just hope for more. This is America. This is the United States of America. I mean, again, this is we've got the Constitution of the United States, the Founding Fathers. These amazing people who did all of this work to give us this society that has achieved more than any other on earth, and we don't even think about these things anymore. We have people who are advisors to the president who are largely telling us in advance that, you know,
they lie about everything.
They lie about everything, and we know people don't even pay attention. They just have their team.